good about. Visit ageco.co.uk to get your quote now. Car insurance provided by Liverpool Victoria Insurance Company Limited.
Evening, Money Super 7. Ready for your starring roles?
Always ready, boss. What's today's mission?
We're here to reward people who've saved money with us.
What are we giving them?
A year of free days out at thousands of venues. And when they keep on saving with us, we'll keep on rewarding them again and again.
Sounds amazing.
It is. Now, let's get moving. The curtain's about to go up.
The Super Save Club from Money Supermarket. It's seriously rewarding. Selected products, qualifying purchase with an account. Claim free days out via app. Rewards include prepaid MasterCard or gift cards. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
It's 2024. We can use robots to clean our flats. Order Kung Pao chicken with our watches. And, hey, play my tune.
Playing your playlist.
And now there's a better way to do energy. With OVO's free energy savings account, Beyond, you could save cash today and bank greener rewards for tomorrow. Now that's a first. Search OVO Beyond. Discounts include bill savings by using energy at greener times. Smart meter required. For terms and eligibility, search OVO Beyond.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just enter your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And in our November draws, you could win a share of £23.5 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dream your holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 31st of October, because good news could be delivered to your door. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Sam used to worry about rising energy prices, but not since fixing his tariff. Instead of spending hours looking for deals, he just relaxes in the shower, singing, rather badly. Because with a British Gas fixed tariff, you're protected against future price rises. And if we release a cheaper fixed tariff, you can switch to it, absolutely free. Search British Gas tariffs. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. An MP has lost the Labour whip after a video emerged appearing to show him punching a man to the ground. Mike Amesbury, who represents Runcorn and Helsby, can be seen in the footage apparently hitting someone repeatedly as others nearby shout, "Stop it." Our political editor, Georgie Prodromo, has the latest.
Labour say they made this decision because an investigation is now underway into what happened to the MP. Mr Amesbury originally responded to footage of a row with a man emerging on Saturday by saying he told the police he felt threatened, but then 24 hours later, the Mail Online released this video, which appears to show him punching a man. The latest we've heard from Cheshire Police is a 55-year-old man was voluntarily interviewed and released, pending further inquiries.
Next, with just over a week to go now until the US presidential election, Donald Trump has set out his campaign a closing message to voters in New York's Madison Square Garden. He argued that Americans are worse off now than 4 years ago and spoke about his plans to boost the economy and halt illegal immigration. Back here, the Prime Minister says this week's budget will embrace the harsh light of fiscal reality, but promises there are better days ahead. In a speech later today, Sir Keir Starmer will call on the public to judge his ability to face the economic challenges ahead. Valerie Sargent owns a hair and beauty business. She accepts the current situation is difficult.
I think he has got some good ideas, so give him a chance, but it's this budget that's going to be the problem, because you could do maybe progressive taxes on people, but like the winter fuel allowance, people don't like losing that.
Labour's repeatedly said working people won't face higher taxes. The number of people studying nursing has dropped in every region in England. The Royal College of Nursing found falls of up to 40% in some areas between 2020 and 2023. And Woburn Safari Park in Bedfordshire has welcomed the arrival of a bongo calf, one of the most critically endangered animals on the planet. The species of antelope has been hunted almost to extinction in the wild, with fewer than 100 of them remaining. Cloud and rain across the UK today, with the heaviest downpours in western areas, highs at around 16 Celsius. That's the latest. I'm Becky Carhill.
Charles Knowe
on Magic Classical.
Good morning, a quotation for the day. Philosopher Desiderius Erasmus, born this day in 1466. There are some people who live in a dream world, and there are some who face reality. And then there are those who turn one into the other.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Chasseresses, the Huntresses from the Sylvia Ballet by Dilib, played by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, Naim Yervi conducting. And it's 8 minutes past eight. We find ourselves on Monday, the 28th of October. What do you mean it's not 8 minutes past eight? No, it really is. You didn't do the clock change. Okay. Well, you know, it's a free country if you wish to carry on being on summertime. No law that says you can't. You just might find yourself a little adrift. Actually, if you're of a certain vintage, you may recall there was a time the government of the day experimented with not doing the clock change. We stuck on British summertime for, it was either 2 or 3 years, tail end of the 1960s into the 1970. The clock change was sort of suspended and we stayed on summertime throughout. I remember it because going to school in Glasgow, back in the day, it was pitch dark at walking to school time. Absolutely. Totally going to school in the dark. Memorable. Anyway, long time ago. Here we are in the year 2024, and we face other difficulties, not least DAB radios in cars that won't update the logo. I mentioned earlier on, Colin had emailed to say, try pressing and holding the preset button. That might do it. Worked for me. Well, it didn't work for me. Meanwhile, Margaret says hello from a dull and grey Lark Hall and says, hubby Jim suggests the following. try tuning to another radio station into the preset which is refusing to change its name. Margaret, you've got me worried at the phrase, another radio station. Are there other radio... next, do a manual scan to find Magic Classical and press the preset button to store that. It might work for some car radios. Thank you, Margaret and Jim. Progress will be reported. Now, this is Sorgan, played by James Rainbird and his trumpet with the Ambrosian Junior Choir. Top marks to you if you spotted the schoolboy error. James Rainbird is not a trumpeter, but a treble. I wrote myself a note to that effect, but wrote it so badly that I couldn't read it. Oh! It has been suggested before that I have doctor's handwriting, and yes, guilty as charged. So just keep taking the tablets is my best advice. And, of course, these symptoms are only to be expected in a woman in your condition. Good. After 10 o'clock this morning, Penny Smith returns to continue our morning entertainment. Before we get to Penny, after 9...
Magic Classical presents Screen Time.
Including today. Just a little sample of goodies to come of a screen-related nature in Screen Time after 9 this morning. Now, I played some Mozart earlier on. I said we'd have more Mozart to come, this time from Daddy Mozart. Now is the time. The Bavarian Chamber Philharmonic Orchestra to play Leopold Mozart's Serenade in D. Mozart's Seniors Serenade in D, the first movement, with the Bavarian Chamber Philharmonic Orchestra, Reinhard Goebel, conducting. 8:20, we're wandering our way with due care and attention into Monday, and it continues with Question of the Day, Mark 2, pretty soon, the other side of some Shakespearean Prokofiev, coming next.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music, every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
When it comes to buying a new van, it needs to be the workmate that never takes a day off, that just gets the job done. So, when you do a test drive, it needs to be a proper test, a 72-hour test, to see if it can really withstand your business needs and even cope with your out-of-tune van karaoke.
I love you, baby.
Only on a Ford electrified 72-hour test drive is that possible. Pre-book your test drive of our all-new, all-electric e-Transit Custom, plug-in hybrid or e-Transit. Search Ford Pro 72-hour test drive. Ford Pro. Driving productivity. Subject to availability at participating dealers.
It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere. Even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
There's never a good place to break down.
Oh, not now.
Especially not in the blistering heat, with a car full of kids on the way to the game and you're blocking the player's car park.
You can't park there.
But it's okay when you're with the AA. With more expert patrols in more places, we'll get you back on the road in no time. Join the UK's best breakdown service. From £7 a month. Visit theaa.com. New customers only. 10% of customers pay £7 a month. T's and C's apply. Verify best and patrol numbers at theaa.com/best.
Sneak a look at your watch. The countdown to lunchtime is on. Well, at Costa, our beans are roasting, our sandwiches toasting, and we've got a deal for you. Get a delicious Costa quality coffee with a ham and cheese, beans and cheese, or a Bosch vegan toasty from £5.99 between 11 and 2. That's lunch sorted. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions and geographical restrictions apply, subject to availability. T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Rayo is the way to listen to Magic Classical. Download Rayo to your phone now.
At Lidl, we're always big on quality and little on price. With super-powered savings on all your weekly staples, fresh deals on your five-a-day and big brands that don't break the bank, you could save over £25 by switching from Asda to Lidl with this week's big shop at lidl.co.uk/save.
Prices check 21st of the 10th, 24. Asda also sell other products. See online for more details.
South Cumbria, the A595 is closed, one of the main routes through after Kirby and Furness, where there are emergency repairs at Corney Fell. Middlesbrough delays on the Tees flyover, going north where there's been an accident before the A66 poor track interchange. Staffordshire, a breakdown on the northbound M6 at 12 Gailey. Bridgend, barrier repairs affecting the M4 going east, Pencoed to Miskin at 34. And London, you can't access part of the A112 Chingford Road off the North Circular. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
We'll be right back.
Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Riccardo Muti conducting, and Montagues and Capulets from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Magic Classical, it's 8:30. Quick check on the headlines this morning, and then we'll have Question of the Day, Mark 2. Mike Amesbury has been suspended by the Labour Party after CCTV footage showed him apparently punching a man in the street. The MP for Runcorn and Helsby in Cheshire can reportedly be seen hitting someone repeatedly while others shout, "Stop it." Sir Keir Starmer is expected to say the budget will embrace the harsh light of fiscal reality. When he makes a speech later, the Chancellor needs to find £40 billion in tax hikes and spending cuts to avoid a return to austerity. With just over a week to go until the US presidential election, Donald Trump has given his closing message to voters in Madison Square Garden. The former president appeared at the venue in New York City for a Republican rally and promised prosperity if he's elected. Weather, it's mostly cloudy today with patchy rain at times, brightest to the northeast. Tonight, mild, cloudy, some light rain. And then tomorrow looks cloudy to start, brightening up a bit later. Now then, question of the day, Mark 2. Mark 1, the answer was £8.75. No sums involved for question of the day, Mark 2. Instead, consideration of this day in 1959. Back to 1959. This day, you don't have to have been there. It's all right. On this day in 1959, communication between Cheshire and London established the first use in this country of what? Okay, we're in 1959. Communication between Cheshire and London established the first use in this country of what? As ever, all suggestions welcome, no answer too daft. 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, or by email it's charles@magic.co.uk. Incidentally, if you're still stubbornly using the old email address, it sort of works, but it probably won't for long. So just a gentle hint. charles@magic.co.uk is the proper email way forward. We'll sort it out before nine. Dish out the imaginary prizes, with the emphasis on the imaginary. And right now, William Boyce's Shepherd's Lottery, Symphony No. 4, the second movement. Conducting the English concert, Shepherd's Lottery. Question of the day, Mark 2, today, this day in 1959, communication between Cheshire and London established the first use in this country of what? What could it be? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. While we ponder all that, here's some music by Anne Dudley. This from a project called Ancient and Modern. This is from her Three Chorales in Common Time. ¶¶ And Dudley conducting the London Session Orchestra, and from three chorales in common time, Freut euch ihr Christen, which, if I understand the translation correctly, means rejoice, all you Christians. Rejoice, all those who can. Well, if we can't rejoice on a Monday morning, when can we? I'll leave that question in your capable hands. Screen time coming after 9 this morning. Before we get that far, something splendid and regal from Handel. On the way next.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
What does that mean? What does that mean for her? As a young child who now couldn't move her right hand side, she couldn't speak, she couldn't talk, she couldn't eat. Where is this going to lead us? Where are we going to go? And we were just very much in a state of shock, is how I would best describe it.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Perfect timing. Flawless execution. 2.5 turns.
Darren Jones, you're a pro with that spanner.
Thank you, Tom Daly. Your boiler's all fixed now, mate.
Oh, you legend. You save bath time.
No problem.
No heating or hot water? Contact British Gas before 11 a.m. and we're committed to being there same day, whether you're a customer or not. T's and C's apply. Based on 2024 data, 80% of customers receive same-day service.
Tickets all, spritickers!
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash, dabra, spendium, lessicles. Money is orpheum. Whoa!
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
And you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And in our November draws, you could win a share of £23.5 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dreamier holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 31st of October. Because good news could be delivered to your door. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Possibly not available in Northern Ireland.
Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts with new built-in protections. Accounts are private by default, helping to protect teenagers from unwanted contact. Content and comments are automatically filtered to help ensure what they see is age-appropriate. And teenagers under 16 require parental approval to change these protections. Instagram Teen Accounts. New built-in protections for parents' peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
The Škoda Plus event. An approved used Škoda, plus 2 years servicing, plus 2 years warranty, plus 2 years roadside assistance, plus 2 MOTs. And until the 28th of October, plus £750 towards your finance deposit. With Solutions PCP at 11.4% APR representative. Visit your local retailer or škoda.co.uk. Indemnities may be required at participating retailers. Vehicles up to 8 years and 100,000 miles at activation. Škoda Finance.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music. Thank you.
Penny Smith here. I'll be along later with the usual mix of new, unfamiliar and familiar music. Sabre Dance, Classical ABBA, My Fair Lady. They're all in the mix and we get to meet our new listener in residence. What will they spin for their first track? Find out after 10 or any time on the Rayo app.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody he is traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help some as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world abroad, if I can spread God's message that the Master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain.
interval, accompanied by pianist Claire Williams, and If I Can Help Somebody. And Handel's Arrival of the Queen of Sheba before that. Look, 10 to 9 already, better sort out question of the day, Mark 2, hadn't we, before anything else occurs. This day in 1959, communication between Cheshire and London established the first use in this country of what? Is it Jodrell Bank? First mobile phone call? I remember having a school visit to Jodrell Bank. Impressive stuff, says Elliot. Yes, I remember. It is hugely impressive, isn't it? I sort of came across it by accident one day while out for a country walk. Oh. Oh. Who put that there? Jane's in South Liverpool says, can you hear me? Can you hear? I'm on my very expensive car phone.
Coming through.
Oh, I think you might have gone into a tunnel, Jane. Your phrase, can you hear me, reminds me of a time I was on a train. It was a very crowded train carriage and there was somebody at the far end yelling down their phone. And it was a prolonged sequence of, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And with perfect timing, somebody up the other end of the carriage eventually said, no, but unfortunately the rest of us can. No effect, but very amusing. Is it subscriber trunk dialing, STD? You could direct dial a number with having not without having to go through the operator, says Paul from a sunny and mild Tame. Charles the Hairy Animal says, I remember 1959, not this particular event, though, but I think Jodrell Bank's in Cheshire, and maybe there was a research department in London that used data from the telescope. There'd have been a lot of data, so maybe an early implementation of fibre optics. Oh, interesting suggestion. We think, say Tony and Anne and some other dog, the first car phone communication somewhere near Jodrell Bank, Big Aerial, required. All our smart speakers have died overnight. Now we have to puzzle out how to get them started again. Oh dear, good job we have an old-fashioned DAB radio in the bedroom. Yes, isn't it? I think it was the first car phone call, says Mary in Maidstone. I don't remember this one myself. I was six in 1959. But I do remember dealing with the taxation of benefits in kind applicable to car phones during my professional life as a chartered accountant. I also recall being told that people paid the equivalent of £4,000 or £5,000 for the first car phones. And I can only think of the obvious being the opening of the M6, but your word communication worries me, says Rog of South Leicestershire. But I was only a year old at the time, so my memory of events not too clear. A very valid excuse. I resorted to the internet, says Lee from Epsom, which mentioned spandex. I believe this to be something that will not be on the piece of paper in your hand. But at least I get that bit right. Yes, no mention of spandex here. Yeah, it is a car phones. First car phones in the country. And yes, they cost about £200 at the time. And if you stick that into a what's it worth today calculator, that comes out about £5,800. To speak between Cheshire and London. Well done. Questions of the day back tomorrow. This is the music of Jean-Philippe Rameau. Now his overture for Pygmalion. Thank you. Talon Lyrique, conducted by Christophe Rousset, and they were playing the overture to Pygmalion. News update for 9 o'clock coming up, and then it'll be our first screen time of the new week, starting off in the great outdoors.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ang Harrod, who had a stroke earlier this year.
The ongoing issues that I have is that I get fatigued quite a lot and quite easy, so I have to kind of manage my daily activities around sort of triggers in how I'm going to feel. My right leg doesn't work 100% properly, so I have to use a walking aid about just for balance and things. I also have like a little machine on my leg that sends electric shocks to help me drop my foot in the correct position.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Fly with the fry. Chicken is here. The 20 hot wings bucket. 20 succulent hot wings for $7.99. Come under our wings and feel the flavour saviour. Sensation awaits. Believe in deals. Believe in chicken. KFC. Until 10th of November, subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full D's and C's.
Feeling confident? Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Wang, save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £349. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £349 or less February to July 2024. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories this hour. Labour has suspended an MP after a video emerged appearing to show him punching a man to the floor. In the footage, Mike Amesbury, who represents Runcorn and Helsby, can apparently be seen repeatedly hitting someone as others nearby shout, "Stop it." Our political editor, Georgie Prodromo, has more for us.
This all first emerged Saturday afternoon when a video appeared on social media showing Mr Amesbury rowing with a man on the floor. At the time, the MP said he'd reported what happened to the police and that he felt threatened. However, we've since seen this CCTV footage released by Mail Online, which shows a fight taking place. Labour say suspending Mr Amesbury was necessary because an investigation is underway. Cheshire Police have confirmed a 55-year-old man's been voluntarily interviewed and released pending further inquiries.
The Prime Minister's warning of unprecedented economic challenges ahead of this week's budget. Sir Keir Starmer says the government must be realistic, but better days are ahead. Labour's promised that